This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We are continuing our series of interviews with the candidates for Galesburg City Council in Tuesday's election. We'll have the last two candidates on Monday night, but tonight we have a chance to talk with Ashley Warby, who is one of the candidates looking to replace Jeremy Carlin on the City Council from the 7th Ward, and she is on the line right now. Ashley, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for yours.
Absolutely. We're glad to take the time, for sure. So for folks who may not know about you, tell me a little bit about you and why you decided to run. You're not from here, correct?
That's correct. I am from Michigan, and my husband's from Iowa. We met in law school in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and then we actually moved to Galesburg for work. We're both attorneys. I initially started out working in Peoria. My husband, Kyle, works in Monmouth, so moving to Galesburg in between the two cities made a lot of sense. And when I got the opportunity to stop commuting and actually work in the community that I lived in, I jumped on the opportunity. And it's just really been a goal of mine since I've moved to the area to get involved. I mean, it's when I first moved here, it was March of 2013, and people would say, oh, you know, the question when you're not from Galesburg is always, what brought you here? Why are you in Galesburg?
That sounds familiar, yes.
Yeah, and I would hear a lot of, Galesburg used to be such a great place, and we used to have Maytag, and we used to have this and that, and, I think that Galesburg has a lot to offer. It's been interesting the last 6 years or so since I've lived there, and I just wanted to be a part of the positive change and making it a place that people want to keep living, and you know, other families, younger families like myself and my husband want to move to Galesburg and live and work there.
So, what made you finally pull the trigger, if you will, on running for city council?
Well, honestly, the timing was right. I'm on the board of directors for CASA. I've been on the board of directors for CASA for over 5 years. You can only serve 2-3-year terms, so my tenure there will be coming up in the next year or so. And then with Jeremy stepping down, I mean, frankly, I wouldn't have run against him. I thought, you know, he's been a very well-liked alderman, and I don't know, with him stepping down, and he came and talked to me about it. It just really, it was just the timing was right.
And Jeremy endorsed you in this race in the last day or so. That must be a huge help to you as you campaign as a first time candidate.
I think so. I certainly appreciated his endorsement, and I think overall, it's been a huge help.
Being an attorney, I know, can kind of take you all over the area, and you have to put in a lot of long hours at times and things like that. Do you see that as a concern as you try to attend council meetings and things like that if you're elected?
Honestly, I do not. In our firm, we are all very involved in the community. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Wayne Satham, who's currently on the school board. And we have Chad Long, who is on the board of directors for Discovery Depot and the YMCA. It's something that we all share a strong, passion for, is being involved and, just being a part of the community. So it's our, kind of, and it's important, I think, for business as well. Mm-hmm. And so if we've got a commitment, for me currently, as I said, serving on the CASA board, if I need to take time off of work for that, that's 100% A-okay. So okay. I honestly don't see it as being an interference at all.
If you are elected, what do you see as kind of job one once you take office? What would you like to work on out of the gate, and what other sorts of things do you see as being able to help with if elected?
Well, number one, I am looking to hear from community members. That's already started a little bit. I had somebody contact me recently who is a wonderful member of our community. He takes the time to go on Lake Story and get trash out of the water and trash from the park. And he was telling me about an issue of all of these little bottles of alcohol that he finds in the area and on roadways and things like that. And, you know, I'm interested to know about issues like that and to see what we can do to address those kinds of things.
Obviously, jobs, as you kind of alluded to here, has been a big concern for a good long while. I'd like to tell people that I started here at the radio station 10 days before Maytag announced they would eventually leave, which was kind of an eye-opening experience for me. How do you think the city is doing in terms of economic development and bringing more jobs to town, and how do you think, if any way, that the city can do better in that regard?
I mean, I think that there have been a lot of really positive things going on. You know, it's important to stay relevant to an extent, you know, and just one small part of that is, you know, just one example is that, you know, craft beer is huge around the country. Mm-hmm. We've got, you know, Iron Spike and, you know, making amendments to or changes to the municipal code and things like that to allow businesses like that and like the Knox County Brewing Company, just little small things like that can have a huge impact, really. And I don't think, honestly, we're ever going to get a Maytag back, but, you know, we keep going in the positive direction that we are and making Galesburg a more beautiful place to live and attracting bigger businesses. I mean, frankly, I'm excited that we have a Marshall's coming. You know, it's kind of one step forward, two step back in a way. You know, we lost them all, but I don't know. I mean, there have been a lot of positive things going on, though, I think, overall.
A lot of people I hear do say, as I've even talked about with the other candidates too, a lot of people still think that the city needs so almost solely more jobs like in the manufacturing sector. Do you see that as being viable, or do you see a balance between those and other types of jobs? How do you see that?
I mean, I think that it would be helpful for jobs, certainly. I just, honestly, I don't know the viability of that.
Okay. City finances have been a concern. Well, they're always a concern, frankly, but between right. pensions and perhaps revenues not being as good as they used to be and property values being a concern, what are your thoughts on the city's financial situation, and also with that area, do you see room for improvement?
Certainly. You know, there are a lot of important financial issues facing us. I know that I've heard a lot about the pension issues. There's a lot of discussion with that going on, you know, whether it makes sense to consolidate with the IMRF, things like that. And, you know, we have some really difficult decisions to be made going forward, certainly. And what those decisions are going to be exactly, I don't know, but we've got definitely some important issues and big decisions to be made.
Your opponent is Larry Cox, the former Public Works and Parks and Recreation Director here for Galesburg. That's a lot of institutional knowledge that could help the city, I would argue. How do you set yourself apart from a candidate like that, do you feel?
Well, you know, I offer a new perspective. You know, I have not lived in Galesburg my entire life. You know, I'm somebody who is coming from the outside, somebody who's chosen to live in Galesburg, raise my family, and I think that having a new perspective is quite frankly what we need. We don't have any, I mean, we need the youth, you know, we need our youth to stay in Galesburg, mm-hmm. We need younger families to come to Galesburg, and we have not had that voice on the city council, and so that's what I would like to bring, is a fresh perspective. I mean, I have, you know, things to learn. I don't have all the answers, but I think, honestly, the fresh perspective is really needed, and I'm a pretty bright person, and I think that I can do a lot of good.
All right. I'm almost out of time, so I will go ahead and if you would like to give you a chance to speak directly to voters. Again, one more chance here, if you will, to explain why they should elect you on Tuesday in Ward 7.
Well, again, I have the, you know, kind of outside perspective here. I've chosen to make Galesburg my home. I'm proud that Galesburg is my home. I love the community. I've been happy with the education that my kids have been getting here in Galesburg. I like a lot of the things that I've been seeing. There's definitely room for improvement, but I want to be a part of the change. And I would just ask that you vote for me on April 2nd. Thank you.
Ashley Warby, candidate for Ward 7 on the City Council. Again, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck on Tuesday. And thank you for running. It's always nice to have candidates running and to make some of these races contested, regardless of what side of the issues you fall on. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Will.
And on Monday, we hope to talk to Larry Cox, Ashley Warby's opponent in Ward 7. And Monday, we will also talk with incumbent Alderwoman Angela Bastian in Ward 1. That'll be Monday on Galesburg's Evening News. Later tonight on this program, we'll talk with Nikki Malley about the Knox Rutabaga Jazz Festival also next week, along with that election, which we will have coverage of Tuesday night here on WGIL. Stay tuned. We will have sports and business news next on Galesburg's Evening News.